It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the fourth week of December, leaving only 3 days left to trade in the 2025 calendar year. And what we saw was, well, some small gains that were posted by the grains. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the fourth week of trading for the month of December, the week of Christmas, and it was a pretty quiet week overall, as there really wasn't a lot of news that came in to give the market direction, especially with the government being shut down a couple extra days due to an extended holiday given by President Trump. Now, what we saw was, of course, the markets traded regular hours on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we saw an abbreviated session on Christmas Eve and then also a full session on December 26th. But the government was shut down on the 24th and 26th, which brought in very little news to help give the market direction. So we kind of waffled around here a little bit, especially on Friday, as there was very few traders that returned back to the pits after the Christmas holiday. Now, overall, we did see some strength, mainly because of some good demand early and because of some concerning weather forecasts. Southern Plains were expected to continue to be warm and dry. We're looking at warm and dry for southern Argentina. Northern Argentina is seeing some flooding issues. And then we're also seeing an escalation as far as the war is concerned between Russia and Ukraine. All that came in to help support the market. By the time we wrapped up the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing with about 1 cent gains, while Chicago wheat was up 9 to 15 cents. Kansas City was up 18 cents. Over in the corn market, we saw 6 to 7 cent gains, while soybeans were up 9 to 13 cents. Soybean meal finished up $6. Soybean oil was up close to 75 to 80 cents. And canola even finishing higher, only trading two sessions, actually. Three sessions. We only did see about $17 to $18 gains in the canola market. As far as the meats were concerned, we saw mixed performance. Live cattle lost about 50 cents to a buck, while feeder cattle gained 50 cents to a buck. And over in the lean hog market, we saw steady gains, or steady market for the most part. In the outside markets, we saw crude oil drop about 25 cents. Gold was up over $170. The dollar was down a half a cent, while the Dow Jones gained close to 500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.